The warm weather is coming. No, it really is. And across Vermont, people are starting to think about their favorite lakes and woods to explore. Around the Windham County town of Londonderry, that means time spent at Lowell Lake State Park. But the state has some development plans for the park that has a local group concerned. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman attended one of their meetings recently and has this report.
Why don't we get started? Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming out. And I know there's some new faces here tonight. Thank you.
It's been a few years since the state first introduced its master plan for Lowell Lake State Park. But after years of talking about the project, the Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation this winter released its draft plan with more details. And at a recent meeting, Robert Need made it pretty clear that what the community's seen so far has captured people's attention.
There is fairly widespread concern in the community that some of the development projects being proposed could potentially have a negative impact, not only on the experience of Lowell Lake and the character of Lowell Lake, but on the ecology of the lake and the surrounding wetlands and forests.
Need is helping organize a local group that he says wants to take a closer look at the state's plans, and they came together tonight to plot their next move. Lowell Lake is an absolute gem. It's kind of hidden away, tucked into the woods just outside of Londonderry, with a 3.5-mile hiking trail around it. There's no entrance fee or park ranger. You just slip your boat into the clear water and off you go. Need says the state's plan could change all that. The state wants to expand parking and maybe introduce overnight camping. The plan includes improved toilets, a park office building, and maybe a new swimming area. The people working with Need say it's too much, and so they met tonight to make sure they're ready when the state starts a more formal hearing process.
Rather than just wave our arms and say, hey, we don't like this, let's look at it and see what's viable, see what potentially poses a problem, and ultimately, hopefully, we will propose some alternatives and have negotiations with the state, and we're optimistic that they'll listen and perhaps adjust their plans accordingly.
Need says he's asked the state how the plan would affect the environment, but he says the state's already decided what it wants to do without conducting an environmental impact. Ethan Phelps is with the Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation, and he says public input is an important part of this whole process.
Many of the concerns they have, we share all of their same concerns. You know, any potential impacts to wildlife habitat, to the forest ecology, to any of the natural communities, you know, all of those factors are being taken into account as we, you know, develop some concept plans for, you know, what the park might look like going ahead.
Phelps says visits to the park are way up. Almost 15,000 people visited Lowell Lake in 2018, up from 5,000 just 3 years ago. And he says the environment there needs the upgrades to better protect it.
You know, our goal is not to just exponentially increase the number of people that go there. Our goal is to provide better facilities so that we can better manage the traffic flow.
As the state gets more details in the coming months, Phelps says he expects to work more with the people around Londonderry. He says sometime this summer, the department will set up an online survey to gather input on the plan. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Londonderry.